AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Iran says it's not trying to start a war. The U.S. is sending 1,000 more troops to the Persian Gulf after Tehran announced it'll ignore an international agreement that keeps it from making nuclear weapons.
Pentagon officials say the deployment includes security forces and troops for additional surveillance and intelligence gathering in the Middle East. State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortega says they're reaching out to allies.
We, you know, would say to the international community that we should not yield to nuclear extortion.
Iran announced that it would break a limit on uranium stockpiles spelled out in the nuclear accord the Trump administration is now trying to uphold despite withdrawing from the pact crafted by the previous administration. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump is vowing to remove those in the country illegally as fast as they come in, as he puts it. He tweets that ICE will start deporting immigrants here illegally next week. Meanwhile, Mexico says it's intercepting immigrants who are headed toward the U.S. after Washington threatened to tax imports if it didn't.
The Mexican government says it is targeting human trafficking rings and is increasing enforcement. On a river that forms part of Mexico's southern border with Guatemala, there are Mexican Marines on the shore. Wilmer Guerra is returning to Guatemala with his four-year-old son. He says, they turned me back. I didn't use a smuggler. We tried with a smuggler two times and we could not. Guerra says he'll try again at the U.S. border at Tijuana when the situation calms down. I'm Ed Donahue.
Marcus Lemonis says he's ready to go to jail rather than lower the big American flag flying over his RV business. It's twice as big as allowed in the city of Statesville, North Carolina, and the city is now asking a court to order him to take the flag down. This is AP Radio News. Two stunt women got to step into the spotlight at an award show that aired last night.
They get all the bumps and bruises while the star gets the awards and the applause. But at the MTV Movie and TV Awards, Brie Larson flipped the script on her two stunt doubles in the movie Captain Marvel. As she got her award for Best Fight Scene, Larson literally gave her stunt doubles time in the spotlight, saying Joanna Bennett and Renee Moneymaker were
the living embodiment of Captain Marvel.
Bennett said she appreciated the public shout out.
It means so much, not only to the both of us, but to the entire stunt community.
The MTV Awards were handed out Saturday and aired last night. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Home construction slipped a little bit in May as a sharp drop in single-family construction was only partly set off by a rise in apartment building. Falling mortgage rates are expected to help boost home construction and sales in the coming months and help offset problems like a shortage of building lots. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.